From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and his world counterparts are in the first working session of a meeting of major industrialized nations in Canada. The G7 summit comes just days after the United States imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum from the EU, Mexico, and Canada. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the meeting started off cordially.
Canadian Mounties greeted President Trump as he arrived in Quebec, and at the summit site overlooking the St. Lawrence River, he and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau shared a cordial greeting, shaking hands and smiling for pictures. The meetings themselves may not be as friendly, with pre-summit rhetoric between the president and leaders, including Trump, highlighting tensions between the U.S. and its longtime allies.
Before he left for Canada, Trump said that Russia should be part of these meetings. In 1997, Russia was added to the political forum, which then became known as the G8. But following its forceful annexation of Crimea, Russia was suspended from the group in 2014. Moscow announced its permanent withdrawal last year. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his preparations for next week's high-stakes summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, telling reporters Friday, "I've been preparing for this all my life." Before leaving Washington for the G7 talks, the president said he was taking along 15 boxes of work he will be reviewing ahead of his meeting with Kim in Singapore on June 12th. The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from international sanctions. This is VOA News. Anthony Bourdain, the globe-trotting celebrity chef and food critic, is dead by his own hand at the age of 61. Bourdain was found hanging Friday morning by his friend, Chef Eric Rippert, in his hotel room in France. Bourdain was working on an upcoming episode of his CNN series, Parts Unknown. According to the network, Bourdain took his own life. Amanda Clute is the editor-in-chief of the Eater website.
I think he was a brilliant social commentator. So he was an entertainer, he was a writer, but he also could get to the heart of any issue, no matter what it was, and he wasn't afraid to speak his mind and to also examine himself and his prior thoughts on an issue.
Bourdain is the second high-profile celebrity to take their own life this week. Fashion designer Kate Spade hanged herself in her New York apartment 2 days ago. Friday was another day of violent protests on the border between Israel and Gaza. Gaza health officials said at least 4 demonstrators were killed, including a teenaged boy, with more than 600 wounded when thousands of Palestinians approached the border with Israel. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
As demonstrators approached the border, they were confronted by Israeli troops. Soldiers fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds, and snipers used live ammunition to prevent a breach of the border fence. The international community has accused Israel of an excessive use of force during the protests, which left more than 115 Palestinians dead since the end of March. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has the right to defend its borders against acts of violence by a terrorist organization, a reference to the Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
5 new members were elected to the UN Security Council on Friday. UN General Assembly President Miroslav Lajcik announced the new members.
Having obtained the required 2/3 majority and the largest number of votes, Belgium, the Dominican Republic, Germany, Indonesia, and South Africa are elected members of the Security Council for a 2-year term beginning on the 1st January 2019.
The 5 countries will join the 15-nation body responsible for maintaining international peace and security on January 1st of next year. Wall Street finished the week with an up day. All 3 major indices were higher. The Dow and the S&P 500 were up around 0.3%. The Nasdaq rose 0.14%. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best news.